This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It has not been a wet monsoon at our home near the banks of the Ojolote. Not wet meaning not much rain. Oh, it's monsoonal. We get the billowing clouds that turn dark and block the hot sun. Thunder, lightning, wind, but not much rain. The weather forecast will say, hey, it's going to rain. And many times, the forecast predicts extreme or severe storms, and that's scary. But so far, we, Ms. Mosquiti and me, we haven't gotten that either. And I know it does no good to whine, but some rain would be wonderful. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. All across the land near us, all across the land, burrowweed is blooming. Oh, yeah, that small woody shrub, 2-3 feet tall. Burrowweed, Isocoma tenuisecta in the Asteraceae. What a show-off, Petey. Blooming clusters of rayless yellow flowers. Oh, yeah. Well, I love it because it's this reminder that it's late summer, heading to fall, and there'll be other late summer headed to fall Asteraceae blooming, snakeweed, turpentine bush, hello, rubber rabbit bush, and hello, fall. I know, not quite yet, okay, but come on, fall, and feel free to come on wet. So listen, it does rain somewhere near the Mosquiti homestead. And Ms. Mosquiti and I go looking for those somewhere places. And sometimes we'll find puddles, sometimes we'll find running water, sometimes we find, you know, what happens when the rain hits the ground, the green forbs, the grasses that respond to that rainfall. It doesn't take much to stimulate the grasses and these forbs, right, in these semi-arid ecosystems. So how about we go up into the Madre and evergreen woodland? Oh, yeah. I do like that. So I was wandering in the understory of a woodland, and I spent a lot of time searching my gray matter for plant names, and every once in a while I would remember one, and I wanted to tell you about a plant we saw up in the woodland in the understory. A really pretty little plant, and I remembered it. That was the That was the good part. It's flowered, it's low to the ground on green foliage, lavenderish, purplish flowers on this green foliage, right? It's hugging the ground, so pretty. Spreading snake herb, cool plant. Got an amazing botanical name, Discoristi Sheediana, variety decumbens. Let me say it again. Discoristi Sheediana, variety decumbens. Yikes! Discoristi is a combination of a couple Greek words. I think Asa Gray, the botanist, put these together. It means difficult to separate. That's pretty cute. And in this plant, in the acanthus family, I think it's referring to the seed capsules that are so tight together. The species name, Sheediana, honors the botanist Wilhelm Sheede. He's a German botanist. He was in Mexico exploring in the 1830s. I think that's when. The variety, decumbens, sort of means like laying down but reaching up, like me getting up from a nap. Okay, snake herb is this wonderful plant. I told you it had large purplish or lavenderish flowers, 2 inches across. I'm not making that up. Most often seen out in grassy plains or mesas, but on this particular day, we saw that decumbent plant in the woodland understory. Oh, yeah, that lifted my spirits. That is a cool plant. I remember the name. Burrowweed lifted my spirits, my no-rain spirits. Oh, yeah. Hey, these borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.